Less than 2 months to go now until the Football World Cup kicks off in Brazil. Preparations in Rio have been anything but calm. There have been violent protests between police and the residents of shanty towns after the death of a local man. Cars and barricades of tyres were set alight. The dead man's family say he was beaten to death by police who mistook him for a member of a drugs gang. Gunshots were heard. Huge crowds demanded an explanation for the death. This violence comes after years of falling crime rates. Bruce Douglas reports.
Inside one of the cable car stations of the favela Complexo do Alemão, a public address system invites commuters to a dance show. Dotted across the hilltops of this huge shanty town are six stations that transport residents and some tourists above the teeming brick shacks in bright red, shiny cabins.
The people love so much to be here, you know, the emotion. Some people say, some tourists say that it's similar to the Sugarloaf.
Alexandros Becerra is a tour guide for the company Rio 40 Degrees. Alongside trips to Sugarloaf Mountain and the Statue of Christ the Redeemer, Alexandros organises tours of Rio's favelas, the informal settlements that are home to around a fifth of the city's population. Complexo do Alemão, one of the largest favelas, used to be controlled by a criminal gang. In November 2010, at least 37 people were killed when troops occupied the area as part of a policy known as pacification. Under this policy, strategically significant favelas have been invaded by special forces who clear out the drug gangs and set up police stations. Though controversial, pacification has been welcomed by a majority of residents. It has also been credited with a reduction in the city's crime rates.
The violence that was here was very, very hard. And to change, to move one thing just in 2-3 years, you know, it's very hard. But right now, it's so different. We just bring the tourists without problem. The local people know that it's good, because if the tourist is coming, it's an opportunity, you know.
At the top of the cable car, there is a stunning view of the Guanabara Bay, a brand new police station and a dirt football pitch.
Over there was the place that the Prince of the England, Prince Harry, played football with the children of the community. We were so happy for that. Thanks to Prince Harry for that, you know.
Next to the football pitch, I met Loralee Barbara, an American tourist who had just arrived in Rio. I asked her if she had been worried about her safety before her visit.
It's absolutely perceived as a place that's not safe, and people are concerned, even though there's the World Cup and the Olympics coming. There are a number of people who choose not to come, whether in being a favela or in the tourist areas. People are afraid.
My name is Julia Michaels, and I am an American living in Rio de Janeiro, in Ipanema, and I'm a journalist and a writer. When I first came to Rio in 1995, our friends in Sao Paulo thought we were crazy to come here. It was supposedly much more dangerous in Rio than in Sao Paulo, and they said to us, you must get an armored car. And we did. And we basically lived in a bubble. And then beginning in 2008, pacification came to Rio. Finally, there was a strategy.
So has that made the city feel different for tourists?
Yes, I think it has, both for tourists and people who live here. Things got a little worse beginning in the middle of last year. And I would tell any tourist who comes to return to maybe a previous set of strategies.
According to recent statistics from Rio's Institute for Public Safety, in the second half of 2013, robberies rose 21% on the previous year. Homicides are also up. Among the reasons cited for the increase is the extra demand placed on the police by the massive protests held in the city over the past year.
So what may happen is somebody leaves their stuff at the beach.
Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime provides the soundtrack for Police Commissioner Alessandro Braga's presentation on beach crime. Sitting in his air-conditioned office, surrounded by photographs of sharks, the head of the tourist police told me that the recent spike in criminal activity would not last.
I believe we're confident that this is a short-term blip and the measures will be taken and have been taken to make sure that this doesn't go on.
Looking ahead to the World Cup, what are you most worried about?
In recent years, we've had great improvement in security in Rio. In the past, people would come to Rio to visit the Statue of Christ and the Sugarloaf. That is not the case anymore. What I would say is one should be careful not to take unnecessary risks.
Brazil is one of the world's most violent countries, with around 50,000 murders every year. With Rio de Janeiro due to host the World Cup final, and in 2016, the Olympics, its crime rate will be closely scrutinized. That level of interest means that even with its disturbing level of violence, Rio could become one of Brazil's safer cities.
Bruce Douglas reporting.